Today we pray for all four cities in San Bernardino County and all of the county regarding excesses and vices, specifically drinking and DUIs for the most sinful cities prayer focus. So San Bernardino City ranked 33 out of 182 for excesses and vices in this area. 8 below last year. Ontario moved from 77 down from to 77 from 66. Great news. Fontana moved down from 87 to 55, and Rancho Cucamonga stayed the same, way at the bottom at 157, which is good news. Two of the categories that we're going to look at is excessive drinking and DUI fatalities. This includes binge drinking, consuming 5 or more drinks on an occasion, men 4 or more, drinks for women, any serious injuries and diseases, and risk of alcohol use disorder. That's how they came up with their statistics. Last year, San Bernardino County had 6,404 DUI crashes. We are considered a high-risk county. It held the 5th position for most number of DUI crashes. Male drivers account for 75% of it. 21 to 34-year-olds account for 50% of DUI fatality. So we lift up this situation. Father, we pray for more education about the dangers and health risks of binge drinking, that there would be harder rules in colleges, specifically CSUSB, Loma Linda University, Chaffey Community College, Victor Valley Community College, University of Redlands. There'd be tough love documentaries about DUI fatalities. Victims of the injured would speak up who lost a loved one. There'd be more on social media about it. Less DUI fatalities, Father. More law enforcement, car checks, the freeway marquee to post about not drinking. No tolerance when caught. MAD speaks to schools. More celebrate recovery groups open to the public and to the schools. Father, we know that people can go to restaurants throughout our county or outside of it. Where is the accountability at a restaurant, at a bar? Where is the accountability that they need to have laws passed, Father, that say if they see a person drinking and they know they came in as the only sole driver, if they know that, that they would encourage or post signage. If you are a driver, make sure you have someone to take you home or Uber or Lyft or whatever. So, Father, we just pray, first of all, whatever the reason is that people are doing it for peer pressure, we pray kids and people and adults will see that this is not the answer and that drinking and driving is serious and can affect their lives, affect the rest of their lives. It can affect their employment. We pray there would be a fear of God that comes over people and we would see less of this happening. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for your word. All things are lawful, not everything is lawful. That they need to be brought under the power of anything, not to be drunk, but filled with the Spirit, to be moderate, sober, vigilant, so that the enemy can't use them and harm them. In Jesus' name, we pray for better results in this area. In Jesus' name.